This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Twitson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, that's it. I've been around for a long, long year. So many men, so faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands, sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am live from CPAC. The number here is 877-317-6432. I am joined by Andrew Langer from the Institute for Liberty. You like that music, don't you?
I do, very much so.
All right.
I actually, when I first moved into my college dorm, that was the very first thing I played on my stereo, was Sympathy for the Devil.
Awesome.
And shouted out Who Killed the Kennedys, when after all, it was you and me.
Andrew, like, you know, I've been wondering, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know, obviously we're at CPAC.
Yes.
Here's my question. I've been asking this to everyone. What does it mean now to be conservative? Because in the traditional sense of what conservative is, I don't think that really applies anymore.
Well, listen, we've been through the looking glass here, and the election of 2017 was a fundamental reset of the dialogue. And it's been a long time coming, as the left has redefined itself, and redefined itself in the most bizarre and extreme ways. I think fundamentally what we're talking about in terms of conservatism is what we've been talking about for a long time, which is a return to common sense. Things for many Americans have not made sense. I'll give you a really good example. This transgender bathroom issue that the Department of Education had a reset on, the Department of Justice had a reset on here in D.C. yesterday. You had the 2 minutes hate immediately happen around the White House. Most of America is looking at that and saying,
stupid.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Well, they don't care.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, you know, deep down, you see the story of the kid. I don't know what state it was in, but the boy who is now acting as a girl who won the wrestling championship.
Oh yeah.
Like, whoever thought that was a good idea? And so America looks at that and says, we need a return to some semblance of reality. That's, I think, what conservatism means now.
And then okay. So my next question is, okay, so are trade deals, are they conservative? Are open borders conservative? Is nation building conservative? Is that a conservative principle? Because I would argue that it's not.
No, I would agree with you. I mean, listen, with the trade issue, I think you take separately, because that's a little bit more nuanced than anything else.
I agree.
But certainly it is the thing that distinguishes conservatism from, say, you know, extreme orthodox libertarianism now. I mean, it's a discussion that I have with my kids all the time. The one thing, well, there are a handful of things that define a nation as a nation, and one of them is control over your borders. If you cannot control and do not control your borders, you no longer have a nation, you no longer have sovereignty. And so that in and of itself, right, is what is an aspect of conservatism. Now, the trade issue, in the most general sense, right, free trade is something conservatives aspire to, right? But it has to be trade that is balanced, where you don't have cronyism rampant all around the world. And when you have cronyism rampant around the world, it is incumbent upon the government to protect our businesses from the cronyism of other countries. We spend a lot of time working on the sugar trade issue. That's a big one. There are a couple of other things that we're going to be working on. This thing, Ted Yoho, who's a conservative Republican from Florida, has as
yeah, I've had him. I've had him on the show.
There you go. The zero for zero policy, which is we don't disarm on trade until other nations do.
Yeah, but again, that is a clearly a break from traditional conservative orthodox.
Yes.
And so the question arises is, again, you know, what does that mean to be a conservative? And I don't know if there's an answer, because I think if you and I walked around here and we asked 10 different people, we get 10 different answers.
Sure. We get more than that.
Yeah,
10
right.
different people, we get probably 50 different answers.
Right, right.
But, you know, for me, I like bringing it back to the common sense part of it, the return to reality, sort of looking down at the end of your nose and seeing exactly what's happening in the world and not pretending that it's something it's not, right? And trade's a prime example.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, and so we're always happy to be here. The big thing for us, of course, this year is cronyism. We're spending a lot of time working on that these days. It's always good.
Well, that's a huge problem. Unfortunately,
yes.
That always tends to creep in, doesn't it?
Well, that's
regardless.
We did a panel this afternoon, and that was one of the warnings that Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots gave on the panel, was that if Republicans in Congress start to accept this aspect of cronyism simply because we're in power, we head back to 2006 once again, the 2006 elections, and Republicans run the risk of losing the House and Senate again. And we cannot afford that in this day and age. Too many things on the agenda that we need to get done that can only get done over the next 8 years if Republicans retain control of the House and Senate.
Now, you talk about cronyism.
Yes.
Isn't that just a function of human nature?
No. It's a function of government expansion and government getting involved in too many things. All of the incidences of corruption that we've seen in the last 25 years have come because government can either pick winners and losers in the marketplace, right?
Right.
Or they can transfer vast sums of cash out of the public treasury into individuals' pockets. So the Solyndras of the world, for instance, that's a classic example.
Great example, yeah.
And so you get like a William Jefferson, who was the congressman from Louisiana, who had the $15,000
in the freezer.
Remember, he was influencing regulators on telecommunications deals. If the government didn't have the power to pick those winners and losers, there would have been no reason to try to bribe, you know, Bill Jefferson. And so, you know, we're talking about things like Sheldon Adelson trying to deal with the Restore America's Wire Act to try to get rid of online gambling. You know, that's
which
clearly,
is outrageous.
Yes, so
outrageous.
Clearly, it's going to benefit him. We've got a whole thing now with Airbnb.
Yeah.
Airbnb is now getting in bed with the left so that they can raise the cost. You know, brick-and-mortar, regular hotels, you know, locally owned hotels and motels are struggling under the regulatory burden. Airbnb is getting in bed with the left in order to raise their costs, their regulatory costs, their labor costs, etc. We are pushing back against that and saying, let's put a stop to Airbnb cronyism.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's creeped into other industries as well.
Of course, without a doubt.
Clearly. And again, I think that's a function of maybe, you know, human nature. When I say human nature, a function of just, you know, people that are in certain positions for a long time.
Absolutely.
It just tends to happen, I think.
You gain, and that's why for us we want to focus on the underlying issues and the problem, right? So if it is human nature that when you get big and powerful and rich and whatever, you use your money, power, and influence to try to buy that government, well then the only answer for conservatives is, right, you rein in government's power. Right, that's the problem. If you rein in government's power, the problem takes care of itself. The rich have no reason to bribe, you know, bureaucrats or to try to influence the process at the expense of their competitors.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. So I think the notion of again conservatives, I don't think that's really been decided. And also, if you look at the other side in terms of Democrats now,
absolutely,
the same thing's happening to them. Although they just don't have a Trump.
Well, you know, but the reality is, for a lot of them, they're looking at what is happening within the extreme part, right? The extreme left has a monopoly on the dialogue within the Democratic
absolutely,
Party.
Absolutely.
And they're looking at it, and this is what helps Donald Trump. And this is, you know, you and I have had these discussions in the past.
Sure.
I want to come on here and say, I was wrong. You were absolutely correct.
Oh, I love
correct.
You. You're the man.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, and you got to understand where I'm coming from as someone who's been doing this for a
century. No, I totally understand.
I did not. You know, I have gone through this so many times with politicians who come in and promise one thing and do something else.
Right.
I just assumed that Donald Trump was going to be one of those. And nobody has been more happily surprised than I have been that Donald Trump has delivered in promise after promise after promise, especially with the people that he's appointing into positions of power. And so, you know, for me, we are seeing this. We've got to, yeah, anyway, we're seeing the change that we want to have happen. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Happy to do it.
Andrew Langer. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
man. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552, and get ready for results.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. We are live at CPAC. I am joined now by Paul Nealon. If you recall, he ran against Paul Ryan in the primary in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, was not successful in defeating Paul Ryan. But here's my question, Paul, because I've been asking everybody this, and this is worth asking now, because of course we're at CPAC. What does it mean to be conservative now? Because I think the very meaning of being conservative has now been shredded by Donald Trump. And I would argue, before you came on, like in the last hour, I had Matt Boyle on, and we were talking about this. We were talking about how, for instance, somebody like a Paul Ryan, I would argue that Paul Ryan is closer to Hillary Clinton in terms of conservatism than traditional conservatives. So I pose that question to you. What does it mean now to be conservative?
Well, I think, and Bannon said it earlier in his discussion with Matt and Priebus. He said, we have a purpose and a culture in this country. And so when Speaker Ryan is essentially pushing the same top three objectives that Obama and Hillary Clinton had, he had Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Correct.
He had amnesty. He would never say the word amnesty, but he wants to change the path to immigration in this country.
Clearly.
And he wants criminal justice reform. He wants the jailbreak legislation to move forward. Those three things were Obama's top three initiatives in the second half. And it was Hillary Clinton's. It certainly wasn't Donald Trump's. Certainly wasn't Donald Trump's. So I would argue that Speaker Ryan's principles flow back to his donors. And you see he was a huge supporter of TPP. He's now moved on to this TPP Lite, which is border adjustment tax. It's going to treat the Netherlands the same way we treat China. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Also, if you and I were building pumps and your pump company was a mid-sized domestic manufacturer and I was a Fortune 500 selling domestically and globally, I would get a 20% rebate. Yeah, that's Speaker Ryan's idea of leveling the playing field. And I hate that term.
Well, that's really crony capitalism.
It's exactly
that's all that is.
It's exactly what it is. And why would we ever accept leveling the playing field? We hire our representatives to work on our behalf. I want the playing field tilted in America's advantage. There are South Korean and Japanese representatives working on behalf of South Korean and Japanese citizens. Why should our representatives be working on behalf of anybody other than Americans?
It's all about the dollars.
All about the money.
That's what it's about. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. So, again, it goes back to my question, which is, because I think the term conservative has been hijacked by a lot of people. Because, I would argue that Paul Ryan, just like you're just saying, and I've said this many times, he is more in line with neoliberals. You know what's happened, Paul, is that now you've got neoconservatives and neoliberals that have now joined forces, and they're basically one and the same. You know, and I've been arguing this for years. Even before Trump, I said that unfortunately, in Washington, there's only one party. You know, it's a canard to say that there are two parties.
That's right.
Because it's a one party system. It's a party of elites. It's a party of people that only care about getting reelected. And it's like, and you think about all these people that keep getting reelected all the time. Like for instance, John McCain or Lindsey Graham. You think to myself, how do these people keep getting elected? And you threw the money sign over at me. It's true. No, it's true. Because you're so firmly entrenched, and then you have all this money. And it's virtually impossible to unseat these people. I mean, and you know, you go, look, it happened to me in Florida. You know, I live in Miami. And the choice was, okay, it's either Rubio or I'm going to vote for Patrick Murphy. Like, how is that a choice?
Yeah.
So, and I think it happens over and over again. And so, you know, you wonder, why are these people always getting reelected? But, you know, again, since we're at CPAC, I don't know if we can really define anymore what conservative is any longer. Because, again, you know, Donald Trump has completely destroyed the notion of what it means to be conservative or you know, what it means to be Republican, even, yeah. Right?
Well, I think he crossed over. There's a message out there. And, you know, Trump did not create this wave. I didn't create the wave.
No.
Paul Ryan created the wave.
Oh, there's no question.
Harry Reid created the wave. Those uniparty politicians, some of them have an elephant on their chest. Some have a donkey. They are uniparty. They are working against America every day. And it's sad to see it. So if you say, okay, well, Trump blew up conservatism, he blew up the Republican Party, I would say it needed to be blown up.
Oh, no question.
It needed
no
to be
question.
Blown up, and it needs to come out in a new iteration. I spoke to a bunch of Democrats in Wisconsin, and I said to them, I could care less if you're in a union or non-union. I've run both shops. I've run Fortune 500 businesses around the world. I started out in factory floor with a wrench in my hand or an acetylene torch, and took 12 years to get my engineering degree at night. I eventually ran that business. I've run businesses all around the United States, all around the globe, brought business back more profitably, I would add, from Mexico, from Canada, from China, from overseas in Europe, to the United States. If you know how to do those things, then you should be doing them. Speaker Ryan knows how to put legislation together, but he puts it together for the wrong people. He puts it together to bail out Puerto Rico because hedge fund managers were taking advantage of retirees with junk bonds that Puerto Rico could never pay back. That's what Paul Ryan spends his time on. We've got a General Motors plant that shuttered in 08 or 09 in Janesville. We've had all sorts of businesses leave. What is Speaker Ryan spending his time on?
Getting reelected.
That's right.
That's all he's doing.
Fighting Donald Trump. He said he would sue him over a Muslim ban, if you recall that. Just the most ridiculous suggestions that Ryan's come up with. And God bless Donald Trump and his family for sticking in there and working on behalf of the American people. He didn't have to do any of this.
Oh, I agree.
He had a great life, everything he could want, and he put aside to do this. I think that Ryan thinks it should have been him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that,
I still think
he's
he
got
thinks
that. McCain.
He still thinks that.
Yeah.
It's all envy and jealousy. Listen, we got to take a break and how this works. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. God bless you.
Yeah, you too. All right. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You want to do a segment?
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by one of my favorite peeps of all time, Van Hipp. He's the chairman of the American Defense International. But more importantly, he's got one of the coolest names ever. Okay? I'm hip. I'm hip.
I have a lot of fun with that name over the years, let me tell you.
I bet you do. Of course, the legend, I am hip.
Isaiah Moses Hipp. He was from South Carolina, great running back at Nebraska.
See?
And then he went to Atlanta.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. So I'm asking everyone here, because since we are obviously at CPAC.
Yes.
And so the question I'm asking, and I'm getting all kinds of different answers, but the question I ask everyone here, and I want to get to the bottom of this, and I don't know if we can, is what does it mean now? to be conservative. What exactly does that mean? Because I think if we walked around and we asked 10 different people, we get 10 different answers.
I think today, a lot of it because of what this president has done, it's a more, what I would call, populist brand of conservatism. It puts America first. It's about keeping our country safe and secure and taking care of our own people first.
I couldn't agree with you more. However, that goes against some kind of Republican orthodoxies, right? Like you look at, for instance, the typical neocon playbook,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Where we go in and we try to nation build. Donald Trump kind of blew that out of the water. It is, the great thing about Donald Trump is that he is looking at things in a different perspective, in a different way, which I think is long overdue in terms of like foreign policy or domestic issues. You look at, for instance, trade deals. You look at his stances on immigration. Again, foreign policy. His stances about NATO, for instance, and having countries contribute more. This goes against every kind of Republican orthodoxy in the past. And frankly, I would argue, and I've been saying this to a lot of people, that wasn't conservative. To me, that was never conservative, right?
No, the neocons, unfortunately, had tried to define conservatism, and the neocon think tanks won't like what this president is doing. But if you look at it, foreign policy, domestic policy, it really is about taking care of our own people first. Look what's going on with China, and I like what he's doing with China. China is one of the greatest threats facing this country, economically and from a national security standpoint.
Absolutely.
First thing this president did as president-elect, who was the first foreign leader he met with as president-elect? Prime Minister Abe of Japan. That sent a message to the Chinese. He's thinking outside the box, and then the things he said about Taiwan. He's not consulting with the so-called experts or the neocon think tanks from the State Department. I tell you, his heart is in the right place, and the American people, I think, get it. The grassroots American people see this president as someone who is working his rear end off and doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right, and for the first time that I can remember, going back to, maybe Ronald Reagan, but for the first time, and I would argue that Trump is even more transformative than Ronald Reagan, really. Because obviously, Ronald Reagan was, governor. He was involved in politics. He was involved in the movement.
He came here to CPAC.
Right, he came to CPAC. In fact, so Trump is speaking tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., first sitting president since Ronald Reagan to come to CPAC. But, he's really the first one that really speaks to really the American people and talking about putting America first. And you're right, this does upset the Washington think tanks that have made basically their industry on gobbledygook. It's really
and getting all their donations from all the globalists and those whose interests have not put this country first. But look, this president, make no mistake, he is inheriting the biggest foreign policy and national security mess, and it's a mess.
Absolutely.
That the U.S. president has ever faced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, and it's funny because he mentioned that the other day, and of course the liberal media started going, "Whoa, what are you talking about? You've got full employment. Look at the stock market. Look what's going on. I mean, what do you mean? It's awesome. What do you mean you inherited a mess? No, you didn't. But I would argue that absolutely. You look at Iraq. You look at Libya. You look at Egypt. They were able to turn it around. You look at all these regions.
North Korea.
Yeah, my God. I mean, you look at all these regions, and especially with the Obama footprint, and look what's happened. Look what's happened. It's been a disaster.
I heard someone earlier call it the Obama flu. It's been 8 years a flu that has. And I'm just thankful that we survived the last 8 years of this. And we talk about unemployment. Ever think about this? How about all the people that the unemployment figures don't even pick up?
Oh, yeah.
Because they looked so long for a job they couldn't find one and they left the labor market.
Well, just not just that. I mean, and I think if you tell most people, for instance, because I've done this before when I tell people, I go, "Do you know what unemployment means?" And most people don't know what it means because, for instance, if you're not collecting unemployment insurance any longer, you're magically not on the unemployment list anymore. So, again, you know, you mentioned the populist message of Donald Trump.
Yes.
I think that you could probably argue that this populist message is now a populist conservative message, but again, it's not a traditional conservative message. It's more this nationalist. I would say that it's globalism versus the nation state, and it's happening all over the world. And I think that's probably a better label. Although I hesitate to even label it because it's such a hybrid kind of thing.
Which, you know what I think it is? I think it's people who want to keep their country. And we're seeing all over the world. People, and there are Donald Trump-like characters popping up in so many countries
yeah.
now because they want to keep their country. They want to keep the sovereignty of their country.
And I think you're going to see more and more maybe businessmen that are going to start running. I think you're going to see a lot of that. I think you're going to see that you're going to see more and more business people, men and women, that are going to maybe think, you know what, maybe I can make a difference.
And I think, you know what, I think you're going to see that not only internationally, but here at home at the local level, I think you're going to see more business people getting involved in politics and in government.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. And I dare say that you may even see maybe a new model for going forward for success, because I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to try to replicate this model that of what Donald Trump did, although I think it's very difficult to capture exactly what he did, because he's, I think, just a man of his time, and it was his time.
It was his time.
Yeah.
It was his time.
It was his time, and it's, I got to tell you, it's exciting, and I anticipate a rowdy rancorous crowd tomorrow.
Yeah, nut house tomorrow morning.
It is going to be.
It's going to be crazy.
It is going to be. I'm really looking forward to it. Today was a little nuts, so they kicked us all out of here. But we'll see. We'll see. I think CPAC might have to change its name.
So what would you say?
I don't know. See, there you go. See, I don't even know what to call it. I don't know what to call this. The closest thing you could say is a populist nationalist movement,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily conservative.
Well, I've always been a big fan of Andrew Jackson's, and I'm glad to finally see Andrew Jackson's portrait hanging in the Oval Office.
God bless. All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Van. I appreciate it. We will we'll talk soon. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is a journey. When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome. The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't be scared. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined by one of my favorite guests, Lisa Daftari. How are you, Lisa?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good, 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 good. You know, I'm asking everybody this question because, of course, we're at the Conservative Political Action Conference. I would argue that the very definition of conservatism has completely been blown up. What does it mean to be conservative? And from your perspective, in terms of foreign policy, what does that mean now in terms of, let's say, traditional like neocons versus the Donald Trump of foreign policy?
Yeah, that's probably the best question I've been asked all day, actually.
Oh.
So let me start by saying I think there's definitely a need to reevaluate, redefine, restructure what conservatism means and what it means for the next generation. Obviously, given not just this past election, but the fact that young people had a hard time identifying with the old conservative party.
I mean, I'm having a hard time identifying.
I'm having a hard time.
Honestly.
You know, I'm also having a hard time because I think that, you know, it's so difficult under the pressure of the establishment party to have differing point of views on these evolving issues, like foreign policy, like social issues. And times are changing, and I think this last election, leading up to it at least, it was a big wake-up call to a lot of conservatives that we need to evolve. And we need to kind of get our act together, and we need to bring in young people who identify with a large portion of what the party stands for, and that's American values and American exceptionalism, and doing what's right for America first, but might not necessarily agree with the way or strategy or a lot of the social issues and where we align ourselves there. Given foreign policy, I think both parties have to kind of evolve as to where that's going because, as you said, the neocon platform was always or thought of to be boots on the ground, we get involved, and the other extreme being isolationism, and we don't get involved. Let people do whatever they want to do, and we'll just worry about ourselves and our borders. And I think that that is morphing into something very different under the Trump presidency, and it would have been something very different under a Hillary or whoever else presidency only because the reality is changing. And if the next American president, whoever would have been the successor to President Obama, wouldn't have understood that things are changing, would soon learn the lesson and have to catch up with that. Meaning, what are you going to do with cyber attacks? What are you going to do with these morphing terror groups that are spreading into different parts of Africa, for example, or the migrants who can't be, you know, wholesalely, you know, shipped back to where they came from because that's not an option. What are we going to do with them now? Standing up to the UN, for example, not writing checks and having a say when we do write the checks, so using that for foreign policy leverage, which hasn't been done for over 8 years. So now we're going to hopefully see a major significant shift in that regard as well.
I think we will. And not only that, also calling into question our past relationships, i.e., for instance, NATO.
Absolutely.
And how we deal with NATO. And you mentioned the UN as well. And in general, you know, I would argue that the neocon philosophy is very similar to the neoliberal philosophy.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're pretty much the same,
right.
You know?
It's blind.
Yeah.
It's absolutely blind. And it's not based on anything real or any strategy or any end goal. That was the problem that I had with the Obama foreign policy is that there was no end goal. There was nothing set out to say, this is what's going to serve the American interest best. This is what we're going to do because of X, Y, and Z. It was just calling out random policies, not really following through with them. Red line in Syria, this with Putin, that with, you know, China. And as you said, NATO, our relationship with NATO, our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, all taken for granted.
Right. And you know, you mentioned Russia because that's another thing. You know, why would we not want to get along with Russia? I mean,
exactly.
It's just, it's bizarre to me that they've, you know, all of a sudden it's the Red Scare, you know.
But why would, my question is always, well, if President Obama didn't trust Russia and had a bad relationship with them, which he did, it was nothing more than a personal bad relationship with him because he didn't trust him to take over Syria's chemical weapons, did he not? Well, then why did he do that? We handed over Syria on a platter to Putin, and then we have a bad relationship with them. And then we promised him a reset. And then what was all of that?
Right, and not only that, and I would make this argument too, you know, because a lot of people always say, well, you know, the world's a better place without Saddam Hussein. I go, I don't think it's a better place. Like, you just assume that. I don't agree with that. And so when I look at, for instance, Syria, what exactly is your plan here? Because if you get rid of Assad, what do you got? You're going to have chaos, and you're going to have ISIS or any other number of these splinter groups that are going to get in there.
Yeah.
And so I've said, listen, you know, as abhorrent as Assad Hussein is, or even Gaddafi. I mean, Gaddafi was, kind of a member of the World Organization, and we went
out with Intel.
Right.
Right. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had a very bad habit of befriending people, getting what they needed, and then pulling the rug from right under them before they knew it. So Mubarak, Gaddafi were all friends,
right,
who became frenemies. And I think you truly hit the nail on the head with regards to the lesson that was learned from the Obama foreign policy era, in that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to foreign policy, particularly the Middle East. You can't look at any one situation, for example, the Arab Spring, and I say that loosely because it happened in Iran and it's not an Arab country, it happens in Northern African countries. When you see that there is this chaos, our go-to is to remove the dictator and to put what? A vacant...
Chaos.
A vacuum, which would then be obviously taken up by the best and most organized group with the deepest pockets and the ones that are mostly or best tied to the lower socioeconomic brackets, always terror organizations. And we saw that in so many different instances. And if Egypt didn't save themselves from it, they would still be suffering from that same issue under the Muslim Brotherhood. But anyway, to go back to your original point, it has all to do with this naivete that we're going to save the day, we're going to go in there and pull the dictator out, and with no follow-up plan.
And we're going to turn Tripoli into Zurich.
We did in some ways, and then it was over in 12 hours.
yeah. No, it's
literally.
True. No, it's true. It's true. So I would argue that all these definitions have just been all blown up, and frankly, they should have been, because
it's time for it.
It's time for it, and our fallen part. And look. Again, questioning NATO, that's a good thing.
Questioning anything is a good thing.
Right.
Right. Questioning anything is a good thing.
Right.
And I think that this will be my kumbaya moment. I think it's time for a post-partisan assessment of where we are on the world stage, how the last 8 years has really, truly put us in danger, both here and abroad. Our assets abroad, no one's thinking about our assets abroad, but let's just focus on here. We didn't go to Syria and Iraq, and that's Obama's claim to fame, but they came here.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message, for example, that ISIS, I cover this all the time, that's what they're doing. They're telling them, don't come over there. Launch those attacks at home. Stay in the U.S., launch the attacks at home.
Right, exactly. All right, Lisa, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Where can people find you real quick?
ForeignDeskNews.com. Sign up for my daily top 10 news email. It goes out every morning. ForeignDeskNews.com.
Bam. All right, that's it for today. We're out of time, but join me tomorrow. President Donald Trump is going to be here at 10 a.m., and we will give you live updates throughout the day here from CPAC. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon, okay? We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.